You know, I love spring cleanup, and part of spring cleanup is creating a list. And maybe this year, your list is finally to think through your insurance options more clearly. Luckily, Policy Genius can help you out. They've got a team of licensed experts on hand to help talk you through whatever your insurance needs are. And they also have technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from the nation's top insurers in just a few clicks, and they'll help you find your lowest price. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not be enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, May 1st. May 1st. It's unbelievable. Wow. First 4 months of this year just blew by. And I'm sure it did for all of you. And maybe you're just picking your head up right now when it's after tax time and it's after your kids have picked their colleges, or maybe it's just time for you to focus on you and you need some help. We are here to assist. Mark and I are both certified financial planners. We love talking to you. We want to hear your stories. We're just voyeurs. I mean, we're voyeurs who can crunch some numbers, but generally, we just really like people. And so if you've got something going on in your life and it remotely touches a dollar, then we want to hear from you. Just go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, complete the form, and of course, let us know if you would be willing to come on the air live with us. That is what Gene did. Gene is on the line from Florida. Hello, Gene. What's going on?
Hi, not much today. Just enjoying the weather.
Oh, stop that. I'm so jealous. Okay. Tell us how we can help you out. What's going on in your real life and your financial life?
Well, so my wife and I are getting close. I'm 50 and my wife's getting a little bit older. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to start planning for retirement.
Okay.
And I listened to your show, and I haven't really heard anybody come up and mention a pension at all. So I thought I would throw a few questions out there involving pension and how that affects your retirement. Obviously, you have more income throughout the monthly income, but and what would our numbers compare to retiring early, if we would be able to do it or not?
All right. I love a pension. So don't get me wrong. This is like one of my favorite words in the English language. Pension and benign, two of my favorites. So, Gene, you're 50. How old is your wife?
48.
Okay. And you're both working?
Yes.
How much do you guys earn?
Combined, we're about 325.
Great. Do you have kids?
Yes, we do. We have four.
What?
Yes.
That is like a lot of children. Hold on a second. Four kids. Let's just drill down. How old are they?
20, 18, 15, and 11.
20 and 18. Are they in college?
The 20-year-old is in her second year, getting ready to go into her third year of college. Mm-hmm. And the 18 is graduating high school.
Are they in the state system?
Yes, but they're on our dime.
Okay. Do you have money set aside for college for them?
Yes. So a quick rundown on that.
Yep.
Is have one for every child.
Okay.
Oldest is about 70 in there. The second is 50. Third is 40. The fourth is 35. And our intention is to roll it down every time we have leftover until we get to the last child.
Got it. Got it. So, and really, you're really kind of hoping the 11-year-old just doesn't go to college and just be done with it. I'm only kidding. I know that we're not doing that.
Yeah. We have, you know, we prepare for the worst, hope for the best, right?
Exactly. So, and this is a 529 plan, or are these just different brokerage accounts?
These are 529 plans.
Okay, got it. And right now, the game plan with your pension is to work until what age for you guys?
For me, I can leave at 54.
Okay. So at 54, tell me what your pension amount would be.
I do not get a lump sum, but my monthly pension payout, if it was just to myself, would be just under 10,000, like 9,800.
Whoa, that's amazing.
Thank you. If we make it for the longevity of my wife and myself,
yeah,
it reduces it down to about 78.
Would that be a joint and full survivor or a joint and half survivor?
That would be the amount I would get from day one until my wife dies. If she passed away.
Give me that amount again, 7,800?
Yeah, give or take. It changes with the percentage of raise I get each year.
I got you. So joint and full survivor. Okay, I got it. I'm taking copious notes, my friend. All right, now, how about what money you have saved in addition to the 529 accounts? Like, let's talk about your retirement savings. What have you guys accumulated?
So with 401, with Roths or individual accounts, we have a couple because my wife has changed professions. So she has two or three of them. But we have a value of about $1 million. So one of those is a 457B on my end, which I can use as soon as I retire, as soon as I leave.
Yep.
And then the other value is about 750 in retirement investments. And then we have about 100,000 in high yield accounts.
All right, wait. I want to make sure I'm not double counting. So we have $1 million in the 457, or is the $1 million the 457 total in retirement?
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of the whole thing.
Okay, got it. Any brokerage accounts or anything like that?
So we have a brokerage account. It's got about 100,000 in there.
Okay.
We kind of use it as our savings, it's our to and come from money.
Okay. And do you have just a plain bank boring account or any cash?
Yes.
How much in there?
I think it varies. Our savings goes from 20 to 30 and our checking is, it moves so fast. We don't even keep track of it.
Understood. Understood. Goes in lightning speed with these four kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about your home? Do you own a home?
Yes, we do. Our value last we checked was a couple of years ago was at 700.
Oh my God. It's probably more if it's a couple of years ago in Florida.
Yeah.
Now.
We have no interest in selling it until our last child leaves. So,
okay.
And right now we only owe $90,000 on it, and the interest rate is 3.25.
Great. That's awesome. Would you move somewhere else? Are we going to I'm going to make a big move. I'm going from Boca to the West Coast. No. Are you going or are you going to Paris? Where are we going?
We don't know yet, but I think the plan would be to use the cash that we get out of the house and use half of it to buy a smaller house somewhere and put the other half in an investment.
All right. So that I could conceivably at this point say that of the equity you have in your home, about half of it, let's just call it about 300 grand, could be used to help fund retirement, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Does your wife have a pension as well or not?
No.
And would she, she's so young, but like in 4 years at age 52, is she going to stop working?
So that's the thing. Like I can continue to work and do the drop for a couple more years until she time of retirement. But and that's, the sooner you can retire, why not? So she would probably want to work a couple more years, but that's the deciding factor. Would we have enough to live comfortably? And I know it's all based on how you live, but.
Right. Let's see how you live. So what do your expenses run? I mean, you have a lot of kids and there's a lot going on. So
there is.
I don't want to, I'm not going to scold you for this. It's just a lot. So what are your expenses right now?
This is just our everyday. I'm looking at, probably just for the four kids, $2,500.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You got to spend, but wait, on
that's
a monthly basis, your monthly expenses, are they like 10 grand a month, basically?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The whole kit and caboodle will be 10.
Yeah. Thank you. Just had to get to that point. You knew I was going there fast.
Yeah.
All right. Now, in that 10 grand, would that include the money you're also paying towards college or not?
So we have stopped paying towards the college funds because we realize we have an abundance of our first child's account left. So we're going to shift all that money down and should be fine.
Okay.
But no, it just counts for cars, gas, all that stuff.
What about money you're putting into your retirement plans right now? Like, what are you contributing right now?
My 457 is maxed out.
Okay.
So we're looking at, I don't know, $700-$800 a paycheck.
Okay. Got it.
And my wife's is maxed out also. I couldn't tell you the details on
yeah,
that.
Yeah. But they, but, so you're, so, but like, that's a good chunk of money that you're putting away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha. So we got four more years of putting money into retirement, adding to that $1 million you already have. You are in this amazing position where you will be able to claim your pension at age 54 at this I'm going to use the $7,800 a month number because I think that's actually probably smarter right now. There's another idea I may have for that. But what about for you guys, when you look at Social Security, are you entitled to Social Security or do you have some plan where you're not allowed to collect Social Security because of your pension?
No. So I am allowed to collect because I did get into it. So they did, it was taken out of our paycheck. So yeah.
Okay. So you'll both have Social Security at your full retirement age. So basically what we have to figure out is, I'm just going to like ballpark this for you. So in 54, let's say, even if you just say 55, because it's a round number and I like round numbers, right? So at 55, you got, you call it quits. Okay. And now, are you going to work at all? Are you going to do a little something, something off the side of your desk or not?
I don't like to sit still. So I imagine I'll do something, but it'll be something that I enjoy.
Okay. And your wife will keep working maybe for a couple more years after that. Maybe. We'll see. And then we have to just, we have to fund the difference between the $7,800 a month that you would receive, right? For 10 years until you collect Social Security. I mean, you have money. It's this house thing. I'm just sort of stuck on this house thing because I'm worried that you're going to tell me you're going to use 300 grand towards retirement, but you're really not going to be able to because you're going to love having, you know, a paid off house somewhere that's bigger and better. I think you're pretty close to making this work. Mark, do you agree with that? I mean, they spend 10 grand a month. Of course, that's net. And so we know we need to create some more money. We need to say, like, after his wife, how much does your wife make, by the way?
230.
Oh, she's got to keep working. We love that. I love that number. I think that if she keeps working for a couple more years after, you know, like, let's say you're 55 and she's 53, she works to her 55. Okay. Let's just say that everyone's targeting 55. I think this works. Obviously, for those 2 years that she's working, you're fine. We know more about the kids and where they go and all that is fine. I think you're going to probably dip into some of the retirement savings. When you retire, maybe you're going to start pulling some of that money out just out of retirement savings at that time. You could probably invoke the rule of 55, but you can take your retirement the day you retire, right? There's no penalty because you're less under the age of 59 and a half, right?
Correct.
Okay. So we could start using that. And even if it's not huge, like if it's like, I don't know, let's call it 3 grand a month after she retires, that is probably going to do it for you. I think you could probably do it. Mark, do you agree that they are actually, even though it's $1 million and you think, oh, that's not a lot in retirement, it's that pension that's so valuable. And then it's that period of time between the pension, your wife working a couple of years, you spend down some of your retirement money, you get to Social Security and you're golden. So I think it works. Mark, do you agree?
Yeah, they're right there. And I, you know, if he decided just for the heck of it, while his wife works for a couple more years, he kept working. I think it pension increases $1,000 a year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, so dude, you got to do at least 55 and maybe you say like, I'll do 57. You're going to get greedy. I am for sure. this is, so it's hard for me to say to people, like when often I'll talk to somebody, like, I don't know what you do for a living, but you're in a pension system. So maybe, you know, for teachers, for municipal workers, for federal workers, and people will say to me, well, I could have made a lot more money in the private sector. And yet you, my friend, you have a guarantee. And so if you're looking at like Gene's life and you say, I'm, you know, like if you made 100 grand a year for most of your working years, look at this pension. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
It definitely carries out. It's well worth the wait.
I feel like you guys are in really good shape. If you're, if all of your kids were to go to, say, state school, you would be fully funded, you think?
Well, yeah, because we, the grandparents are helping also with college. We didn't.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, we didn't prepare for that. So it gives us more money in our accounts.
Oh, great. Not That's even, awesome.
It is. And not even that, the cost of them living under our roof and on our insurance and eating our food, our income is going to double once all four of them are out of the house.
There are a lot of mouths there.
Yeah.
So, Gene, just a couple last questions. Because you have this pension and, you know, we're relying on you, as long as we get the joint and full survivor, I feel very comfortable for your wife. That's I think that's a really good idea. I know it feels like this $2,000 haircut, but, you know, if we had to go and buy insurance, because the other way to do it is to say, I'll take my full pension amount of $9,800 and then we'll buy a fat insurance policy on your life. But I think it's going to be expensive. You're already over the age of 50. It's I feel like the haircut in the pension is a better deal for you guys. Do you have all of your estate documents done? Do you have like the wills and the power of attorney? Because you have young kids, so someone's going to have to take care of these kids.
So we do, yes and no. We did it 10 years ago. We have not updated it, but all of our it's everything we have has been divvied up between the four kids.
Okay. So I mean, the only thing I would say is, as the kids get older, you may just want to go back and revisit it, only in that, like, are you going to put a limit on, okay, a quarter of our net worth goes to this sophomore in college? Like, let's say in two years, God forbid, something happens to both of you. Do I want all that money to go to my sophomore, my senior in college, who's 22 years old, outright? I want to put some limitations on it? That's the only thing you have to think about. Like, I only think about that mostly in the kids in their 20s, like early 20s, especially. So it may be something you just think about, talk about with your wife and see if she's on board with that. But I think you're in amazing shape. And so for your, you know, your question about like how pensions play into this, in a huge way, it gives you so much opportunity. And the longer you work, the better the numbers are going to get.
Right.
That's just the deal. So I wouldn't stay in, you know, I don't feel like you have to like hold your nose and suffer until you're 60 years old. But I do think that, you know, every couple of years is going to be a real significant impact to your family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I do agree with you there.
All right. Good. Good luck. Four kids. Of course, he's exhausted. You know what? You may want to keep working because that, I don't know, teenagers. I don't know.
Well, they'll be in their 20s. Except for the young one when I retire. So
okay, well, take a deep breath. That's been quite a ride you guys decided to take. So thank you very much for getting in touch with us. Go forth and claim that pension. Hey, gang, if you have pension choices, if you are suffering from pension envy, which we all do, let's be honest, then we may be able to create some sort of self-funded pension for each of you, meaning that we want to be able to help you guys see how the money you've accumulated can be turned around and spit back out so that you can live on it in retirement. That to me is kind of like the golden pathway forward. So if you're worried about how to do that, or if you're really young and you're like, I'll never get to $1 million anyway, just give us a holler. You'd be surprised. A little bit. Every single pay period really does make a difference. Give us a holler. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Contact Us button is in the upper right-hand corner. Check out the free weekly newsletter. Subscribe to Jill on Money Live. And of course, this program you can subscribe to on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Try to do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
Do you ever see a new face or name on your news feeds and say, who the heck is that?
Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't. The New Yorker says we spelunk deep into the demimonde with convivial delight. That's a direct quote.
Mostly, we're going to explain to you Irish star Barry Keoghan's sudden rise to fame and relationship with a not-so-under-the-radar pop princess named Sabrina.
The fake wedding Real Housewives star Cynthia Bailey had to promote a limo rental company.
and why all the Gen Zers you know are talking about a guy named Benson Boone.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest celebrity stories of the moment. And if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we answer the most burning celebrity queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.